Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Spirit Family. On behalf of myself, Essence Catharis, and my spiritual working partner, Kira Myrna, I would like to welcome you to this month's edition of Awakening Metatronic Consciousness. This is a time we set aside each month in order to share in spirit-led conversation, a time spent with like-minded people when we can share, learn, and grow together. For it is in connections such as these that very often we are brought the answers to the questions we have along our journey of spiritual growth and consciousness expansion in this human experience on Earth. It is a time spent in such conversations that we often find the clarification and confirmations we seek. So welcome, Kira. How are you this evening?
I'm here and glad we are, since we didn't quite make it last month, but we'll talk about that.
Well, we're going to probably touch on that a little bit, but we want to jump right in first and welcome. We're so excited to have a longtime friend and great spiritual colleague, Lon, who is co-founder of the Vortex Healing Center in Tasmania, Australia, with us as our special guest this evening. Welcome, Lon. How are you?
Hey there. Good. Hi, Essence. Hi, Kira. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing great. Or I am. Yeah. Lon is here in the States visiting family, and we caught her.
I know. That was good. That was good timing.
Yeah. So thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to a conversation this evening. I want to tell everyone a little bit about you real quick. Like I said, Lon is the co-founder of the Vortex Healing Center in Tasmania, Australia. And she specializes in helping you access your highest consciousness and awareness by creating deeper connections and deeper meaning in your everyday life. What makes her unique is that she incorporates a scientific approach to eliminating the problems that cause stress and the spiritual disconnection from your higher self. Her philosophy is simple. She doesn't help people become enlightened. She reminds them that they already are. So we're very fortunate and just excited. Thanks for coming this evening.
Yeah,
and thank you, family,
thank you for
sharing with us.
Yeah. Well, I come from a big family, and I know our soul family is quite a large family as well. So sharing is part of what you do.
Yeah.
Room for everybody.
Really, yeah. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the Vortex Healing Center? Do you anything there this evening before we kind of...
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. What makes the Vortex Healing Center so special is it's actually the tail end of the serpent along that follows all of the Michael lines, and it runs through across the whole planet, down through past Uluru, and it ends basically at our place. And it's a huge, huge energetic spot that through my partner's been an earth keeper and protecting for many years. And what we do is bring people there to encourage the healing and spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional as well. And it's now able to transmit that same energy through our meditations that we do online. And we're really trying to reach out to the global community who can't physically come and be with us. Numerous ways to connect through meditations online or to download or through essences that we make, which are different than the essence who's on the call here tonight, but similar. Similar in terms of the sharing of knowledge and energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I unfortunately have not made it there physically, but I love all the beautiful pictures that you all share. It's an amazing place, So they are on Facebook. So for you listeners out there, go check them out and give them a like. You know, follow their work. You won't be disappointed. So.
Yeah, so on Facebook, it's the Vortex Healing Center, spelled the English way, C-E-N-T-R-E, 7215, which is our postal code. So it's, you'll see some, you'll see all the animals and how everything integrates together, the earth, the sky, and all the sentient beings.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that so they can find you. And any other social media or anything that you want to mention?
They can also,
like that?
Yeah, they could download a free Buddha meditation on our website, which is Vortex Healing Center, CENTRE.com, and look for us as well on Instagram.
Okay, great. Okay, so we shared on the description of this evening's program that we're going to be discussing and sharing our thoughts and experiences of being on the spiritual awakening path for many years. The three of us, each of us have been on this path several decades. And
yeah,
we've seen a lot of changes, you know, some good, some bad, you know. And then we also want to kind of talk about just maybe sharing some tips and techniques that we know have worked for us, some of the things that we have been through that we've learned from. Especially as they relate to what the collective is going through right now. And I say the collective because that it is the collective that's going through. We're here at this point just touching the beginning of the opening of a new golden age. I mean, linear time concepts don't necessarily apply that, but these are energies that are here, and they are causing some really, at times, disconcerting things. They seem disconcerting to the human, let's put it that way. So I have to share this. I shared it with Kira earlier this afternoon when we were talking on the phone for a few minutes, and I got to thinking about how long each of us individually have been on this path, you know, as we call it often, the spiritual awakening path. And between the three of us, we have somewhere between about 100 and, I'm gonna guesstimate 115 to 130, 35 years combined experience on this path. That's a little odd and interesting and disconcerting all at the same time. So
yeah.
I got a chuckle out of it. I just wanted to share. But, okay. So I'm going to ask if she wants to, our special guest this evening, if she kind of wants to kick this off. Would you like to kick this off for us, Blonde? And what
sure.
We just, or would you like me to? Okay. So go right ahead.
Yeah, if you'd like. So to me, because I deal with this a lot, and this was, I think, one of my biggest questions in my existence before I decided to, you know, toss everything out the window, the husband, the job, my business, leave the kids who had already graduated from college, but still, and move 10,000 miles away to live in Tasmania for my spiritual growth. But before that time, it was really trying to say, how do I do and understand and head down the path and still keep a job and still put money on the table and still learn how to do the normal everyday things, but do it with consciousness that's more aware and awake. And that it is possible to learn how to do that. It's not either or, and it's not, oh, I'm just working or I'm just meditating. There is room and space in your life, I can tell you, to be able to do even a deep breath while you're at work, or you're on the phone talking about something really banal. It could be accounting. It could be anything, you know. And there are ways of sharing your consciousness and your intention and your awareness for health and healing with all the people around you who at work might be suffering, or somebody might be really bitchy one day, and instead of getting insulted, and you can learn how to use your awareness to and about your kindness and compassion and love. It's not really a thing.
It's
a choice of either or.
There it comes back. If I just mention if a breaking up's going on, it brings it back. I don't know. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But please go ahead. I just want to.
Yeah. No, my real point is that it's not an either or. It's not something that, you know, like people talk a lot about. Maybe you do yoga and they do yoga once a week. And it's not that you go and just meditate and then do your meditation and it's done. It's something that you really want to integrate.
Okay. We're having some problems, some connection problems there with Vaughn. But we're going to clear those up. I'll tell you what, ladies, let's do exactly what we're kind of talking about here, what Vaughn is talking about. Let's just run a little energy to this situation and see if we can't assist clearing up, because Vaughn has a lot of good information to share. So, okay, Vaughn, take it over again. We're just going to run some energy.
I'll try it again. And so can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can. You were talking about, kind of when you cut out, you were talking about just, you know, in your everyday life, you know, someone that, you know, kind of use your word, you know, bitchy and cranky at work, running some energy to that, you know, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know,
so
consciously being aware.
Yeah, it's being aware that it's not useful. It's probably not to you, even if it's not directly
Kira, can you hear her?
Nope, it's not
okay.
Doing it. Maybe she should cop out.
Okay. She did drop out. She'll call back in a second. But let's just, if you want to share while she's calling back in, you know, kind of add to what she was saying, please go right ahead.
One way of saying it is, you know, walk your talk.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be cheerful. Try to find something good in every situation. Walk in the other person's shoes for a minute. Don't, you know, assume that they're just being a jerk. They might have something really horrible going on in their life. So
I just want to let you know that Vaughn is back with us. Is that you,
okay.
Vaughn? Okay.
Let's see if you can hear me now. Is that any better?
Yes.
Sounds better?
It seems to be, yes. Okay.
All right, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think you got it. Okay,
yeah.
Kira was just kind of adding to what you were saying. So, Kira, if you want to finish your comment, then we can turn it back over to Vaughn.
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, how you said if somebody's cranky at work, give them the benefit of the doubt. They might have something really horrible going on in their life. So try to respond with kindness. Try to diffuse the situation by not engaging in that energy of drama. And have some compassion. So that's all I was really pointing out.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree totally. And it's the main point I was trying to make was it's not about separating out your spirituality from what you do every day.
Right.
It's something that you use when you're washing the dishes, when you're driving in the car to pick up the kids at school. It's something you do when you're dealing with a coworker or an angry client, or you're stuck in traffic. Those are the perfect tests of how are we doing with our true spirituality.
Right. I agree. I think that's, you know, and we understand that's difficult to do, but at times, you know, especially, but it's to me, it has been, in my experience over, you know, these many years, it's a process, and it's basically a retraining process, if you will. Rewiring, whatever you want to say. In other words, I had to teach myself, but to, you know, maintain, let's just say, in these situations. Because believe me, as the human I am, I came into this lifetime with patience was not my thing. So I'll just be honest. But I have learned, and it's become easier, to be perfectly honest, the deeper that I got into my spirituality, you know, and the knowledge and the information, and the more and that I learned, and the more that I practiced, you know, it truly just becomes easier and easier and easier over time. But it is a process. So, you know, and we're human. But it can be learned. And it makes everybody's life around you much better, but more importantly, it makes yours much better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and most people have really heard all the sayings of how you need to be the light. You know, you need to be the one who's projecting out the light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we forget that, because sometimes people are busy trying to fix things or fix other people or heal.
Yeah.
And it's not about doing it for someone else. It's like you have to raise your own energy first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the single most important part. Everyone else will rise with you. But I see a lot of spiritual people who want to apply all that kindness and compassion to everyone but themselves.
Yeah. Well,
I think that is one of the big mistakes we often make.
Yeah. Well, I think, unfortunately, our societies kind of, some of them just straight out, you know, in their own ways, teach us not to focus on self. You know, there's a guilt of self-centeredness. If you're doing anything for yourself, you're always supposed to be doing for others. And others, it's more subversive. It's more subconscious. It's more subliminal. Kind of across the board in society. And I think we need to learn to really recognize those messages. And that kind of takes me, I'm going to throw this in there now and then let you all take off with it. I think another thing right now, I don't know, everything that we're talking about this evening and we know that has worked for us on our path all these literally decades, okay, in this journey that we've been on. But it really does seem to be more, the only word that's coming to mind right now is it may not be the best choice of words, but I'm just going to go with it, not to waste a lot of time. But discernment, there is so much information available, literally at our fingertips these days, and that's wonderful. But not all of it's good information. And
I agree with you 100%. Yeah,
and I think discernment is so important in this current time where the collective consciousness is. The information that you're bringing in and taking on as your truth and trying to implement into your life. Because like I said, it's not all good. And what happens if you, because it's really just energy, you know, I mean, yes, it's information to the mind and, you know, learning different tools and techniques and things like this, not truly of a high frequency, let's just say, information of a high frequency, it's really going to hinder your growth. So discernment is so important. Anyone who talks to me on a kind of a regular basis or listens to the program, I know they've heard me say this many times. I really think that's important. And to me, discernment is tied up with ego and drama. They're kind of like the three points on a triangle, if you will. Because a lot of times what makes us drop out of the level of discernment that we should possess and work from is our ego. Something dramatic, in other words, what's the word I'm looking for here, lady? Sensationalism would be kind of the energy, I think. It's attractive. It's intriguing. Does that make sense? And so that's kind of that drama energy. And then the ego, like, oh, I can handle that. I want to do that. You know, and we don't give ourselves a chance to learn step by step. I compare this once again to trying to expecting a kindergartner to do college calculus. So I'm going to leave that there and let you all add or agree or disagree with any of that.
Go ahead, Blunt.
Yeah, so I agree with you 100%. I think most spiritual guides who are speaking in human voice these days are not asking people to use their discernment to the highest degree. They're just chunking out information. They're saying just go, go, go. And in reality, it's not about, because we have access to so much more stuff. I mean, even 30 years ago, which is yesterday if you're my age, right? You had to read books.
Ma'am.
You had to go get
right.
You had to figure out which book
right.
to read. You had to go get it or wait for it to come in the mail. And whereas today with the internet, there's so much information that's just flooding in. And it's in the same way, it's just flooding in from the heavens, but it's not all designed all at the same, for you to take it in all at once. Okay, there is a process that is the ultimate ideal process for each person, and until they
right.
start saying, is this the right information for me, and asking that question, is this the ideal path I should be on, they need to continuously ask themselves that, because it's not an obvious thing. It may not be the path that your best friend is on, who is also spiritually waking up, you know. It may not be the
right.
path that your partner is on, who may or may not be waking up. So you have to really continuously ask yourself that question.
Right.
I believe another show that we did recently, it seems like, we were talking about your belief systems change as well. Something that you truly felt right and you were behind it 100%, you know, when you first got on the path maybe or learned about the information. But then as you went on, it wasn't fitting so well anymore. So you have to be willing and able to recognize that and let it go when it doesn't fit for you anymore. And the other, I think, thing that happens is, especially when you're first waking up, you learn something. You're so excited about it. You want to share it with everyone, and you become a bit evangelical. And then that is a turn off for people when someone is in your face trying to convince you that this is wonderful. So those are the things to watch for.
Yeah. Well, and once again, to me, just, you know, perspective here, that ties into our little triangle there, that drama, that ego, that discernment. I mean, it's just, it's all connected. You know, but yeah, I remember those, and it's been a day or two ago. But
and I love that you mentioned, Essence, I love that you mentioned about the ego popping in, because I find it to be a serious problem with a lot of very advanced people spiritually. It ruins their ability to make progress, because, like, it's me making progress. You are just part of a giant whole. You're part of a millions and millions of connected little dots. And yes, you might be awake, and yes, you might have a great message, but you're still part of all of us, all that is.
Right. Yeah. Ego's tricky. Ego is so tricky. It presents itself in so many different ways. I mean, you know, we could do a whole program just on that alone, but
Yeah.
Once again, here we go. Bring our little triangle back. That discernment, you know, and it requires the one thing that I do know. If I don't know anything else about this path, after being on it for almost 45 years, is that you have got to be hardcore honest with yourself about yourself. You don't have to necessarily admit it to anybody else if you're not comfortable with it, or it's not, or the spirit doesn't call for it. I will warn you, there will be times spirit might call for it, but, you know, you've got to be honest with yourself about yourself. You've got to say, okay, let me look. Is this really me talking? And when I say me, in this instance, I'm talking about more the higher self, or just the human ego talking.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've learned, you know. Just saying.
Well, the human ego really likes to talk a lot, I can tell you.
Kind of like me.
No, but there are parts of it that's when the it's a feeling of inflated importance,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
Because it's not saying that the message isn't important. It's saying that
right.
you aren't the message. You're a messenger. We're all messengers.
Right.
You aren't the message.
And we all, what's the saying about the weakest link or whatever?
Yeah.
We all have to go.
Yeah.
You know, there's
not
a race to get there and be the first one and get accolades for that. You help your brother, you help your sister, not by being evangelical or trying to make them adopt your belief systems, but because you care and because you have compassion and you believe in the forward progress of humanity. Even if you don't look out there to the TV or the news or whatever, there is purpose in all this. And we are evolving and learning and becoming consciously aware. It may not be as fast as a lot of us would like, but it is happening, and we have to each do our own part to make that happen.
Yeah. And I think the "it is happening" comment you made, just, you know, take it for what it's worth from, I'm not going to say three old women, but I'm going to say three older women who've been on this path a long time and who have seen the changes. It is happening. You know, if you're kind of new to this and you know, feel kind of discouraged because, like Kira was saying, we'd like to see it happen faster, you know. And that's the other thing, you know, we're in a human form right now, and we really kind of want this whole game to be over with in one lifetime. And it's hard to let go of that, I'm going to call it emotional perspective, because it's an emotional attachment. And it stems from the fact that we do care. And, you know, we would all like to have that one sentence, that one action, that one tone, whatever it might be, that could be stated and shared that would instantly create total awakenment and enlightenment for the collective consciousness of humanity of Earth. That's not how it works, you know. But it's because we want to do that we sometimes get caught up.
That was our
ego.
Free will. That's our free choice.
Right.
To, yeah.
Right.
And
choose,
I think,
are we going to do it now?
Bit of
are
it
we going to?
Is the time thing. You know, we, as a human, you are linear.
Right.
You do think that way, but it's
right.
not. There is no really such thing as time in that sense. So spirit or creator or whatever is just enjoying the process. It's not about getting somewhere right away. It's just a process. It can look a lot nicer than what it's looking, but
you know, I'm not even sure it's about getting anywhere anytime. Pun intended there, sort of. I think it really is more about the process. And I, as an example, I tend to, I use this kind of a little analogy often when sharing with people. I say that, okay, Earth works this way. You know, you come here to experience this. There's, you know, it looks like it's this type of school. It's just, you know, you can use any type of analogy you want. But the bottom line is, just because you kind of finish a certain, you know, portion of it, you don't burn the school down just because the class graduated, because there's going to be classes behind it coming up that are going to need that school. So in other words, this is infinite. This is eternal. Kind of going on a little bit different perspective there. But if you, you know, just trying to throw out something there that helps better understand, at least energetically, this concept of time as it relates to being human and trying to awaken. We call it awaken, but it's remembering, because like Vaughn has stated in, you know, her bio and stuff, not helping you become enlightened, just reminding you already are.
Yeah, a lot of people have a hard time getting wrapping their head around that, because they're like, no, I'm working to get to do this. It's like, no, you're actually just, it's time to enjoy and experience it. You've just forgotten.
Right.
You already, you know, and that's why a lot of people think like, oh, I'm psychic, or I can do things, I can see auras, and someone who can't see it, it makes them feel bad. And it's really, like you said, not a competition. It's everybody is
right.
Already there. They just don't know it yet. They've forgotten.
Mm-hmm. And just a little kind of added perspective on that too, because to use the terminology of this belief system, let's just say, because we all are one, because as a collective consciousness of humanity, we all have agreed here and to come and play these individual parts, not every part is even supposed to do exactly the same thing at the same time. I mean, seriously, that would be one experience, not seven plus billion. You know,
diversity is a good thing.
Yeah. Something's tickling my brain. Seems like it's a line from an old movie or something about how boring it would be if all the flowers were the same color. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be the weeds, right?
And we all have our own forte, and so when Blonde was saying, you know, one can see auras and one can do this or whatever, or you think, oh, there's something wrong with me. I don't have something that I can do. Is it really a big deal? I mean, is that going to hold you back from expanding your consciousness and being all that you can be in this lifetime? No. You know, you could just, you could have no paranormal abilities and be the kindest, most compassionate, loving person and make the world a better place because of it. And even if you had no new age beliefs, you know, being on this path, if you simply lived your life being the nicest person, you would have fulfilled what your life wanted out of it in this time. Each time is different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To me that kind of brings us back around to what Blonde was sharing when we kind of first started, you know, talking on the program this evening about, you know, this separation perspective, this separation of, I'll use the terms, the mundane world and the spiritual, okay? We tend to do this, and I think especially people who are kind of new to the path, because it, well, you know, sacred in itself means set aside, but we're not going there. But we do tend to do that, okay? But it is about the everyday action. And like I said, not everyone's here to do the same thing, you know? This washing dishes, this is another, you know, washing dishes, cooking food with and imbuing it with love, okay? Whether you are, like Tara just said, of this belief system where you consciously are using intention and actions and, you know, all these other things in the actual physical cooking of the food, or you don't even know concepts and beliefs like this exist, but you are putting that energy of love into that food that you are cooking, either for your family, a restaurant, maybe the homeless, maybe thousands of people, you know, whatever it is, that to me is expansion of consciousness. And that is what connects us all. And it can be the cooking, it can be the mechanic, you know, working on your car. It can be the office worker that you work with. All of these things are just as sacred as what a lot of people tend to think, like they, Vaughn and Tara were just mentioning, you know, psychics and, you know, all of this stuff. It's all sacred.
I think another important thing that is the separatism, not just separating your spiritual and your mundane life, but the separatism between human to human, country to country, state to state, whatever, you know, we've got to get over thinking that just because someone is different, they're less than, better than, we're all humans doing the human thing. And if we could become more unified in our consciousness, that would elevate, make a big difference in the elevation. Whether, you know, you wouldn't have to be of the same belief systems or anything like that, just by recognizing that you and your brother and your sister in another country, like Lon, she moved from New Jersey to Tasmania. Are people really, and they may talk different. Like I said, I'm thankful you don't speak Australian now so that we can still understand you. But
that's funny.
They're just people, right, Lon?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But I've seen a marked difference just in, you know, let's just, whether you call them John Q. Public or just, you know, the average person who's really didn't realize or hasn't realized in words just how much the universe has changed, that they're now so open to new ideas and new concepts.
Right. And this, okay, is what we're talking about. That, okay, that right there, the change in John Q. Public, like you were talking about, okay, from we have seen being on this path for so long, that is the proof of.
Oh, it's enormous. It's absolutely enormous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's still a lot of work to do and a long ways to go. But it has been amazing. And then there are days when, you know, we're doing our work and, you know, no matter what it is and dealing with life and all of this, and we just think, wow, there just ain't nothing happening but slipping back. But it's not true. It just feels that way at times. And it's okay to feel that way at times. Just, you know, let it flow through and move on. Don't get attached.
This may be a little out there for some people that might be listening, but if you think too about TV shows, and, you know, my favorite Martian or whatever, how kind of elementary they were back when I was a kid, and what we have now, I think it's introducing us to our galactic family. So we could even expand our thinking from what is the humans on our planet and think about embracing other beings, other consciousness on other planets, you know, without fear, without a warlike attitude, an openness, a possibility, potentials, those sort of expansive ideas, and think of the unity within that as well.
Mm-hmm. Very definitely. I want to mention, because I mean we've got plenty of time left and everything, but I don't know, this seems the point, so I want to go ahead and mention, okay, about, just because since you went to the galactic level, let's just throw
that
in there.
I like them.
Yeah, kind of what Kira was talking about, that I flashed on the story of when the conquistadors were sailing to South America. And as the ships were coming over the horizon, they couldn't be seen except by the shaman, okay? Because the shaman could see beyond the illusion of the physical reality. And it wasn't until, so the average person, you know, we'll just use that term, couldn't see the ships even though they were coming at them, until the shaman, in his way, was able to show them and point out the ships on the horizon. Then, all of a sudden, they could see them with no problem at all, and it was just a part of everyday reality. That, too, is a result, you should say, of the expansion of consciousness. An example for today in that we can see, if you go back even just 10 years, this search for habitable planets within our solar system and our galaxy was, you know, it's like, oh, we're looking for one, we're looking for one. We know there should be one out there, but we can't find it. Now, they literally every day, if you, you know, keep up with that type of stuff, every day, sometimes tens, hundreds of inhabitable planets that, you know, and it has become so commonplace that people don't even think anything about it anymore. That's consciousness expansion. Those planets were always there, just like those ships on the horizon were there. The only people that could see them was the shaman. The reason that the collective can now see those is because of the shift, or, if you will, of consciousness, or the expansion of consciousness of the collective. As an example, and I love this, and I'll be talking more about this and some other stuff on December's program and into January when we start, get back to the frequencies and all that kind of stuff. But in 2017, it was actually discovered on October 19th of 2017, without going into all the details, it is a first time ever, okay, that humans, okay, our scientists, were able to observe and confirm that an interstellar object, okay, or a comet, an interstellar comet came into our solar system. Now, interstellar means originated from somewhere outside of our solar system. It entered our solar system, flying through, leaving, never to be seen again. Okay? Now, they've long known that the probability that this happens, okay, was like, okay, we know it has to be, but we can't find it. We can't see it. The frequency of the collective is moving up. Consciousness is expanding. You know, consciousness is shifting, however you want to say it. And now, for the first time in 2017, in October, on October 19th, they saw it. We have now seen, we now have proof, if you will. And from, you watch, from this point forward, they will begin very quickly, more and more interstellar objects will be seen. Because now the collective has expanded to that point. And just so that you know, because I think this is telling in itself, the name of this comet is Oumuamua. This is a Hawaiian word. And it translates to a messenger that reaches out from the distant past and or first distant.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty interesting, huh?
That is. I did not know that about that name, yeah.
Yes, so we'll be talking more about that. I'm going to throw this in here, and then ladies come back to other things that you want to share, because we are, you know, getting closer to the end of the time of the program. But I do want to mention very quickly, because, you know, the Metatronic frequency and the Metatronic numerology that I work with and all the frequency reports and things like that, y'all enjoy the rest of, let's just say the rest of November, maybe the first part of December, if you, you know, see it as a little bit of a relaxing shoulders a little bit, take a deep breath and sigh, because once December hit, especially early mid-December, things are going to start flying again. And the work is going to get intense. The frequencies are going to start coming in. I'm going to use the term fast and furious. Now, remember, when I'm talking about this, these are not things that we cannot handle. That's a perspective. You have to understand these are frequencies that we're being gifted to work with in the work that we know that we're capable of doing. So that's a perspective shift that I personally wish everyone would work on. But we've got another major comet flyby in December. We have the third and final feeding of the first phase of the Emerald Core on the December solstice, which is going to open for the first time ever for the collective as a whole, okay? Not that this gateway portal hasn't been accessible for those who could reach and maintain a particular frequency to work with it. But for the first time ever, for less than 24 hours, it's kind of that first taste of it for the whole collective consciousness of humanity on this December solstice. There's going to be what's known as the 2222 gateway portal open for a little under 24 hours. This portal is specifically known as a time travel portal. Okay, so that's going to be bringing some interesting stuff. Just this alone in 2019, and this is just a taste of it, we have two sets of super moons. Okay, now when I say this, what I'm talking about is there are three consecutive months, January, February, and March, where we have super full moons each month. One of them is a total lunar eclipse. And then in August and September, because a super moon can be either a full moon or a new moon, I think most people are more familiar with the super full moons, not so much the super new moons, but a super moon can also be a new moon. There's going to be two in August, one on the 1st and one on the 30th, and then one in September. So, as you can see, and that's just the surface of 2019. So, things are really going to amp up energetically and frequency-wise. So, take a deep breath, enjoy the rest of November, and know you can do this. You got this. Okay, ladies, go ahead and share away.
Remember, she said these are gifts and opportunities that these frequencies are giving us. So think of it that way rather than, oh, my goodness, think of them as gifts and opportunities for us to have assistance in expanding our consciousness.
Yes, because that's exactly what they are. Okay. This year alone, I can't even remember right off the top of my head. I would actually have to go back and look at my notes, but I know this year alone, in you know, the work that I do with the Metatronic numerology here in the Metatronic consciousness, I know there have been at least five, and I'm, as my mother used to say, if I was a betting woman, no, there's more. New frequencies that have made their way onto the planet. And when I say new frequencies, I'm talking about frequencies that are in this present projected time frame reality that the collective consciousness exists within, have not ever, we've not ever been gifted with until now. That's what I mean by new frequencies. So that's pretty amazing in itself.
And I think that's really where some of the tips and tricks we were talking about earlier come into play, is mm-hmm. learning how and remembering to be kind and compassionate to yourself. And just don't beat yourself up if you have a bad day now and again. You know, when you see on the news or mega solar flares, or we're in the middle of a super energetic time and you need some quiet time for you. So your gift to yourself is to take that time.
And remember to go out in nature. Nature will help balance you right away if you take time to walk in the trees, sit with flowers, just breathe the clean air.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can do it barefoot wherever you live, it's harder in the snow, I can tell you that. But if you can be barefoot. Yeah, most people I know who are on the spiritual path usually need some more grounding, because it ends up being cerebral, more theory and discussion in your own head, whereas in reality, you need to integrate that into your physical body with the grounding, and that's super, super important.
Yeah. I would like to share this simple technique that I find works very well for a lot of people. With these new energies coming in, and we're just going to kind of use the visual. Juan mentioned solar flares, and so I think everyone, you know, at least probably listening to this, are familiar with solar flares, or they have an image in their mind, or they've seen images of this energy coming at the planet. Okay, if you just use that as a visual, and when you hear, read about, see, or just know, you know, within yourself, because you can feel it, that there's some high-frequency energy moving into the planet. This is such a simple technique, and believe me, it is extremely effective. If you will see, as these energies enter into Earth's atmosphere, okay, if you just look at, think of the grid, okay, the energetic grid that we often talk about and see pictures of, as a net. And it's a net. The spaces are big, so a lot comes through it. Well, then there's another net further in, closer to you, but the spaces are a little smaller, okay? And so less gets through coming at you, we're talking about, okay? And as it gets to you, you yourself actually become, you know, in your mind's eye, just this visual, like a net. And as, because these energies are just going to move through you, okay? Just like, you know, particles do. We don't feel these things moving through our physical body, but that's how, you know, the planet works and all this. And as it moves through you, all that's going to stay attached to that net, okay, or come through that net, whichever visual you want to use, okay? In other words, the only energy that is going to affect you because it's passed through these nets is what you're ready to handle and is most beneficial for you right then at that point where you're at on your spiritual growth process. and everything else is going to pass through and not affect you. Try that technique. I'm telling you, it works.
All kinds of passing through us all day long, and we're not aware of it. And it's not,
exactly,
you know, something to be fearful about or be,
right,
you know. In fact, it's just not good to be fearful about anything. Fear just shuts down everything. So just try to get rid of that whole word.
I'm going to add one more tip to get through these,
okay,
super energetic things, and that is a really good, not bad, or going out in a really hot bath.
I think she said hot bath. Okay.
Soaking.
A good soaking, you know, I think is what she's saying. She's breaking it. Wow. So interesting. Here we are trying to finish up. And yeah. And I agree. I'm hoping what I understood, and Blonde, just, you know, come back in, keep trying. Okay, she's dropped out. She says that she'll call back in. Sure, what she said. Kira, could you understand about a hot bath and soaking and just relaxing? And
yeah, I think that's where she was going with it. Probably,
I think so,
essences.
Well,
oil,
essences, essential oils, yeah, stones, crystals, all of these things. Yeah, I think that's, boy, right now, as cold as it is right here, that sounds pretty good.
Once you're in there, just taking off the clothes and jumping in is a little bit intimidating.
It has turned real cold here in Texas. I
yeah,
can tell
Texans
you that.
Aren't particularly happy about cold.
Not this kind of cold. Because it has. So we're going to give, Kira, anything else you want to share? Because we're here at our hour mark. I'm going to see we're going to give Blonde
a meditation.
Yeah, probably, but I want to give Blonde a couple more minutes to see if she wants to try to call back in before we, you know, do that. So, if there was anything else you'd like to share?
No, it's just good to be back this month.
Okay.
And
well, did you mention that note that you made earlier? I don't remember in the conversation tonight.
Yeah, I did. It was about, well, I didn't quite go, I just said thinking about ourselves as more of a unified field, but
okay,
using, along with the bath, you can go online and Jonathan Goldman, isn't it? You can get meditations and crystal bowls or gongs or all sorts of, you know, soothing, balancing, meditational kind of music that you can fall asleep to, that you can meditate with or cook dinner with and still have it on. It's still working in your body to try to balance and center you. So you can,
well,
you know,
when you,
there's all sorts of things to use.
Right.
You just have to
When you think about the fact that reality is sprung into being, tones and frequencies become very important. Personal favorite, just sharing, like Kira mentioned, Jonathan Goldman, think Holy Harmony and Ultimate Ohm, definitely two of my personal favorites. And I really, Deva Premal, I really love her music. If I had to choose one, which would be very hard, a song that I said would be my favorite Deva Premal, it would be Gate Gate. You know, like I said, these are just personal sharing. So I guess Blonde, of course, we want to thank Blonde. We're going to go ahead because it doesn't look like she's going to try to call back in, and that's fine. We understand. We want to thank her so much for joining us this evening and sharing all of her knowledge and wisdom and loving energy. And enjoy your time with family, sister. We appreciate
it. I
want to
add, we mentioned that she's a long time, I forget how you said it, but anyway, talking about dedication to expanding your consciousness, Blonde and her friend that she moved to Tasmania to work the healing center with, we would meditate every Thursday morning. It was morning for Essence and I, and it was when Barb was in the States. She was in the Eastern time zone.
4 in the morning.
Exactly. And it was late night for the Australian time.
Right.
But we did it every Thursday for I don't know how many years. And when you do work like that, you become a group consciousness. And you can advance in ways that you can't sometimes just doing work on your own. So Barb, Blonde means so much to us and what she's really the one that brought us together on that. So thank you very much, and we love you.
Yes. Yeah, and in that same vein, I did want to mention, and don't think I ever did, sharing what we have learned, just like Kira was talking there, over our personal journey on this path, priority. Your consciousness expansion and your spiritual awakening and all the work has to become a priority in your life. It doesn't mean you set everything else aside. It just means it becomes a big enough priority that you give it the time. And the other thing that is, in my opinion, absolutely necessary is you have to study, deep study. You know, what the study is in, that's where your higher self and spirit comes into play. But you have to study. You have to learn. And learning does not just mean rational learning. It means energetic learning. It means, and when I say energetic learning, I'm talking about emotional and physical body. The only thing that's coming to mind right now. In other words, learning to listen to your physical body and feeling it, really knowing it in the sense of how it's responding and reacting to input. And going back to one more thing, I'm sorry, but it just popped in. Going back to what we were talking about earlier about so the discernment, and there's so much information out there, and along with the tone and frequency, because reality is sung, and we can maybe talk about this on another program more in depth. Reality takes a statement. Reality is sung into existence. Okay? So tones and frequencies are extremely important. They are these things, the knowledge that you bring in to your mind, the tones and the frequencies that you allow to pass through you, your physical body, your mind, your emotions, okay, all of this, your etheric bodies, your energetic bodies. Okay, and when I say tones and frequencies, I'm talking about from music to television. Okay, these are all foods that you're feeding, that you are using to create who and what you are in this reality right here. They are just as important as the food that you ingest to keep your physical body fed. So remember that. Kira, anything else? And then I did not have a chance to get, but we will do one and just see where it leads us. But is there anything else you want to share before we go there?
Can't think of anything.
Okay. So with that stated then, if you would, everyone find a comfortable position. Take a deep breath. Inhale, hold it, and exhale, relaxing the body. Releasing the stresses and the tensions of the day. And another inhale and exhale. and bring yourself to center. And one more breath in. And as you exhale, find yourself completely centered and balanced. Feeling relaxed. All stress is gone. For you to open your inner vision. Just breathe through, if you will. Channel and focus your breath in through and out through your third eye. Inhaling through the third eye, circulating it through the body, and then allowing it to exhale through the third eye. This is a point right in the center of your forehead. For those who may not be familiar, and continue this breathing in and out through the third eye. And as you do, you will see in your inner vision coming into focus in your inner vision, but also you are feeling it. You are feeling it in your emotions, and in your emotions it is calm, it is serene, it is balanced, there is no stress, and you are feeling it with your physical body around you. This is a color of a very light pastel teal blue. I would like for you to continue breathing in and out through your third eye, circulating it through your body. And with each breath, this teal blue color, clearer focus, until you can finally see within your inner vision your physical, complete physical form as if it were standing in a huge bubble of this color. This beautiful, pastel, soft, teal blue. Just a few deep breaths as we finish this evening's program. We're going to leave you inside this teal blue bubble in this beautiful energy. I want to thank you for joining us this evening on Awakening Metatronic Consciousness. We want to thank our special guest and friend, Lon. Om Akara Parinama Anandaha. Good night, Kira.
Good night, and everyone have a happy Thanksgiving if you're in the U.S. We'll see you in December. Good night.
Good night.